This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Carlinville Mayor Deanna DeMuzio. Welcome to the show, Mayor.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Topic of conversation today is the word home rule.
Oh, yes.
And the reason we're bringing up home rule is recently Illinois Municipal League, along with mayors throughout the state and stuff, had an event where they're calling on the General Assembly to allow home rule for 169 more communities, that being, from what I understand, those 5,000 and up.
Right.
What I'd like to talk to you about is home rule. What is it, and why is this action being taken to place it on the November ballot, if possible?
Well, we're very excited that the Municipal League has taken this particular piece of legislation. It's Senate Joint Resolution Number 9 by Senator Hutchinson, and this has been, home rule has been something that we've been looking at here in Carlinville due to the fact that our population is over 6,000, so we fall into that home rule category, one of the 169. Home rule would give us more flexibility in a number of things that we feel that we could do. You and I was just talking to you about some of the properties that we have around town here. This would give us a little bit more flexibility. When I talked to Chief Haley, there are certain statutes, of course, that we follow because we are at present non-home rule, and we have to follow those guidelines. By going home rule, we would be able to set basically our own guidelines in terms of abandoned properties, properties that have a lot of things in the yard, that type of thing, you know, for our police officers to be able to enforce that. We also would be able to look at perhaps having a housing inspector, someone that would be able to go in and make sure that the housing is, you know, properly electrical, whatever. We would be able to do that. Even a business license, you know, maybe a $10 fee or whatever. Not that we would do it, but it would be there and something that we could talk about. So that not only would the city be able to enforce some of the things that right now it's a little more difficult for us to do, we would then, you know, along with the council, be able to be able to enforce some things.
I think that's important when you say we can't do right now. Maybe you could talk a little bit about right now, even these new 169 communities, if they would get this status at some point.
Right.
You're under different statutes than, say, a bigger city that has a home rule.
That's correct. I have people, I have individuals here in the community that will call maybe about a house that's next door to them, or particularly during the summer when the grass is growing very tall and no one knows who owns that property. We can only, we meaning the city and the police department, can only do so much, because by statute we're only allowed to do X, Y, and Z. But under home rule, we would then be able to set those guidelines and be able to go in and take care of X, Y, and Z, or whatever properties that may be abandoned out here. We also would be able to look at landlords and their properties. So it would give us a little bit more flexibility.
In other words, right now you're under a blanket rule of the state versus somebody who's 25,000 more people. They can set their own rules how they want to deal with certain things.
And when we get a call, someone will say to us, well, I don't understand why you can't do this, because they're doing it in some other, Bloomington. I've been in Bloomington, and their community is very, very, you don't see this, or whatever community that they're at. And they're larger than we are. They've been at home rule. They've been able to set their own guidelines. So for us as a community of 6,000 and over, this will give us the opportunity to be like one of the larger communities out here that has been doing this.
And that was set by the Constitution, yes. 25,000 over way back in the 70s?
Yes, 1970 was the Illinois, they had the Constitutional Convention. That's 49, going on 50 years ago. And we have been under this non-home rule. Well, our population has changed. I think our whole mentality over these 49 years, you know, certainly has changed because we want more, we expect more, we want more out of our communities. You know, our fire department is excellent, our police department, they do everything that they can possibly do to answer some of the questions and the calls that come in about particularly property owners or non-property owners. Right now we're working on our water. Those are just basic needs, and we all like to live in a clean community, one that, when you're out driving around, our square is gorgeous, and we want to make sure the rest of our community is the same.
I'd like to mention, too, of these 169 communities, there's many really close to Carlinville itself.
Yes.
Litchfield would be in this, Hillsboro.
Yes.
East Dalton, Wood River, Staunton,
right.
Lots of communities in this area are up for this if they would so
right.
choose to go with it.
That's
right?
correct. And I know that when you look at that list of communities, they're all having the same problems at Carlinville. It's just the time, I guess, or the times that we live in. And we want to make sure that we all, not just Carlinville, but all of the communities in Macoupin County are able to showcase themselves.
As far as this requesting the General Assembly to mm-hmm. place it on the November ballot,
right.
that's not done yet. There's been no action. So what are the steps to see if this even goes or what happens now?
Well, Senate Joint Resolution, Senator Hutchison will be bringing that before the, it'll go through committee. And then it will, they had the press conference February 27th at the State House to get, with the mayors and to make sure that it got out in a press release like you got or all the mayors are receiving that are in that 169 that would benefit. So from that, then it'll go to the committee and then it'll come on the floor. And we're asked, each of the communities are being asked to contact their legislators. And we have a sample letter, pick up the phone, sample letter, whatever, to make personal contact, to ask them to be a sponsor. So with Macoupin County having so many communities, I know our legislators will be getting lots of calls and letters.
Does this have a time frame it has to be done to go on the ballot?
Well, yes, and I don't have that date yet. They haven't said, but it will be on the ballot in November for 2018.
I guess before we go, we should ask, always need to ask the opposite side, is there any really drawback to being a home rule community?
I think most individuals are those that when you hear home rule, you think it's going to do something with your taxes, and that's not the case. That's the only thing I've ever heard. That's not going to happen, and other than that, I think there's more positives for the communities than any negative.
Mayor Deanna DiMuzio, thank you for joining us on the
forum.
Thank
you, and we hope everyone looks for home rule on the ballot in November.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.